Millions of American families and small businesses are hurting because my administration is doing everything we can to make higher gasoline prices. S-pumps in America. S-pumps in America. S-pumps are hurting because of S-pumps in America. The root causes S-pump in America. Millions of American families and small businesses. S-pump in America. S-pump in America. The sensitive, the sensitive are hurting because the sensitive. S-pump in America. S-pump in America. America. The American people. S-pump in Social Security. A generation of baby boomers. Franklin Roosevelt, S-Pumpton, a lot of people, S-Pumpton, all Americans born before 1950, S-Pumpton, seniors and people with disabilities, S-Pumpton, the younger generation, S-Pumpton, low-income workers, S-Pumpton, younger workers with real assets, have China involved, S-Pumpton, in North Korea, we went down to with real assets, S-Pumpton,
say we're winning, if I recall, but nevertheless, there are still some in Iraq who aren't happy with democracy. They want to go back to the old days of tyranny and darkness.
Let me sway like S-pumping. Let me sip like whiskey. Let me talk like Hindi. I do ya. Sexy, roxy, roxy.
S-pumping. Torture chambers and mass graves. I believe we're making really good progress in Iraq because the Iraqi people are beginning to see the benefits of a free society. They saw government S-pumping today.
S-pumping.
The Iraqi military is
S-pumping.
Being trained by
S-pumping.
Our military and performing
S-pumping.
Much better than the past.
S-pumping.
The more secure Iraq comes.
S-pumping.
As a result of the hard work of Iraqi
S-pumping.
Forces, the more confident the people will have
S-pumping.
In the process, and the more isolated the terrorists will become. But Iraq has got people there that are willing to kill. And they're hard-nosed killers. And we will work with the Iraqis to secure their future. A free Iraq in the Middle East is an important part of spreading peace. Region of the world where a lot of folks in the past never thought democracy could take hold.
And that was
George W. Bush
and MIA in the mix.